You're listening to SBS News.
A wide variety of work is now being undertaken through digital platforms, including web design, writing, computer programming, skilled trades work, odd jobs, delivery and driving, as well as caring work. That's according to the Queensland University of Technology, which has surveyed 14,000 Australians for a Victorian government inquiry into the on-demand workforce about their participation in the gig economy. Natalie James, the chair of the Victorian inquiry, says it's an area that needs regulation.
Our respondents identified over 100 platforms that they were working through, and around a third of them are working on multiple platforms. And there seems to be a new platform arising every day from the gig economy. And so this is a fast-moving sector, and it's important that our regulation keeps up and that we understand the implications for individuals and the labour market more generally.
The most common digital platform workers include men aged 18 to 34, students, temporary residents, people with a disability, and those who do not speak English at home. New South Wales has the highest level of gig economy workers, followed by Victoria. Platform workers reported high satisfaction with the flexibility of work, but are also less satisfied with their incomes. The five most common platforms used by Australian workers are Airtasker, Uber, Freelancer, Uber Eats, and Deliveroo. Richard Fan, who drives for Uber and other rideshare platforms, says it gives him the flexibility to pursue other commitments.
I was offered a PhD scholarship to pursue a PhD at Melbourne University. And prior to that, I was balancing graduate studies with work and found that to be very difficult. So I thought, well, it might be a good idea to, you know, be able to do what I want, when I want, to go out, drive a few hours and earn some extra cash.
Ms. James says the survey reveals there are no simple answers when it comes to the benefits or disadvantages of gig economy work. She says the survey reveals the full spectrum of pay rates and conditions when it comes to this type of work. But Ms. James says there's also a lot in the survey to confirm what is already known about the gig economy.
For example, most people who are accessing work via platforms are not solely reliant on the income from platforms, but there are small cohorts who are. So 15% of people absolutely rely on this income for support, and it's more likely that they're going to be in that category if they're in food delivery and transport, for example. And there we've seen some quite distinct features of people who are working in that sector.
For Richard Fan, the work has pros and cons.
It's not as rosy as I thought it might be, but at the same time, it's something that seems to be still working out, in a sense of, well, you know, any other job is going to be a certain time, and so there's the pros and the cons.
Unions say there's a reason certain workers are more likely to be found in the gig economy. Michael Kane is the secretary of the National Transport Workers Union.
I think the bigger picture in this, you know, so-called new economy is that if there's a low barrier to entry, if you can just take your bicycle or your car and you can go out and look like you're doing work that's valuable, then that is absolutely seductive. And it's no accident that these multi-billionaires construct their work that way. They say that these people are independent contractors. They say that they're their partners. But really, they are exploited employees who are being misclassified. You know, that's what the community has to come to terms with.
The Victorian Inquiry into the on-demand workforce will report to the state government later this year. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.